There's just 1 week left in California's gubernatorial recall campaign, and Governor Gavin Newsom's position is seen as shaky. Vice President Kamala Harris joined him in San Leandro to address a union crowd. She focused on Democratic Party issues and cast the recall election as part of a nationwide right-wing attack on women's rights and voting access.
They wouldn't be trying to recall him but for the fact that he has always stood for reproductive rights. They wouldn't be trying to recall him, except they know he stands for our dreamers and our farm workers. These are the issues that are at play. They wouldn't be trying to recall him, except that they know he is a national leader on one of the greatest threats to our democracy right now, which is these blatant attacks on voting rights. This is why they are putting so many resources and time into trying to take out Gavin Newsom.
The recall effort, which, according to the California Department of Finance, is costing taxpayers $276 million, is funded largely by conservative donors. They object to Governor Newsom's pandemic-related restrictions and water rationing, and say he fails to enforce immigration laws. Across the street from where the vice president spoke, anti-Newsom protesters waved signs and chanted. Some were anti-vaxxers, but others, like Mike, were Democrats.
I'm particularly disappointed with Gavin Newsom's riding of AB 1054. What that did is that granted immunity to PG&E after they were found guilty of killing 84 people and destroying over 16,000 homes. But they were, of course, donors to Gavin Newsom's campaign. We hate this kind of pay-for-play politics on the right. We need to fight against it on the left as well.
Although the protesters want Newsom out of office, many did not seem to care who comes in. Here's Mike and Amy.
There's about 10 candidates who are Democrats who are on the ballot, you know, and I think any one of those could be excellent.
I think any candidate would do a better job than him. He's just so corrupted.
There are 46 candidates running against Governor Newsom. All it takes to run in a California recall election is about $4,000 or 7,000 signatures. Candidates must be registered California voters and cannot have been convicted of certain felonies. The ballot is full of little-known figures like entertainer Angeline, who is running with the slogan, "We must party." She made this campaign ad with her dog.
Hi, I'm running for governor of California. It's just me and the dog. Can you please vote for us? We promise we'll be really good.
Governor Newsom, however, is taking the competition seriously. Conservative talk radio host Larry Elder is a leading opposition candidate, and if not enough Democrats turn out to vote, he may win. Here's Governor Newsom.
We've got someone by the name of Larry Elder that believes climate change is a myth. Someone that doesn't even believe in the Clean Air Act and is celebrating the prospect of overturning Roe v. Wade. Someone that wants to privatize Social Security, privatize Medicare, doesn't believe in Obamacare, doesn't support the rights of folks against pre-existing discrimination, pre-existing conditions, doesn't believe fundamentally in a living wage, let alone a minimum wage, said that food stamps are a giveaway as he wants to eliminate the corporate tax. That's what we're up against.
Governor Newsom has about a 10-point lead in a state where registered Democrats outnumber Republican voters by about 2-1. Californians may vote in person on September 14th, or they can vote by mail. Mailed ballots must be postmarked by 8 p.m. that day, or can be dropped off at a polling location or a drop box. The results will be certified by late October. For Pacifica Radio, I'm Catherine Monahan in San Leandro.